coming back after the weekend, you can usually count on some crazy news, or at least a lot of news or something. You know, they know when to release news in the news cycle. Today is no different. Remember when we discussed the story about Rod Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General, allegedly plotting and recruiting other members of the Trump administration to basically overthrow President Trump or use the 25th Amendment saying he's not fit, whatever. Some stories, there must have been some real teeth to this, because some stories are coming out this morning saying he's going to resign. Some saying he's going to fire him. A lot of stories came out about this. Fox News headliner, of course, Sean Hannity, he warned about this story, saying it was a trap for President Trump to instigate him to fire Rosenstein to use that to make him look bad before the midterms, whatever. There seems to be some kind of kid gloves approach leading up to the midterms that I kind of understand. I mean, maybe they have better algorithms, certainly, than my instinct or actuaries about voters and their mindset, what have you, that if they did this, it would cause a lot of problems. I don't know. I don't see the issue. To me, I think the base, I think the support would be very much more charged if Trump would take action against Sessions, against Rosenstein, against this Mueller investigation. I think people are tired of it. But, you know, I don't know. I don't have the actuaries and the data that they're looking at. Maybe they have, you know, something different. I don't know. With all that as a backdrop, we had a report this morning, like I said, two different reports. One said Rosenstein was resigning this morning, and two, Trump was firing him. Obviously, both of them can't be true. It turns out maybe neither one of them were true, at least for now. Now, this afternoon, it is being widely reported that none of this is happening, at least this morning, at least for now, and that Rosenstein is going to meet with President Trump on Thursday. I'm not sure the exact reason, you know, it's being claimed that's discussed his future. I don't think it is for their weekly bridge game. That's what I will say. I don't think that's what they're doing. Concurrent reports are now linking Noel Francisco, he's Inspector General, as the newly tapped man to oversee the Mueller investigation. Now, to give you a little background on him, he interned under Anton Scalia. Anton Scalia was a mentor to him. He claims that he follows in his philosophy. If that's true, this is a good thing for the Constitution, probably a good thing for President Trump, if that's true. We'll still see. Something has to give here, because currently the position to do that is Rosenstein's, right? He's the one that's overseeing them. There's a lot of smoke here. There's a lot of smoke and even some fire here. This is hot, hot, hot. Now, at the same time, we have the Kavanaugh nomination confirmation hearings. We have Mike Adams, who came out over the weekend with a pretty extensive, I mean, really over-the-top article, where he is suggesting that President Trump is about to use executive order, is about to use the deep state's own, what would you call it, emergency powers, own martial law that we're under, that they've put us under, to spin it right back on them and use martial law to now arrest these traitors to our country. Pedophilia, the traitors in the deep state that have gone after our country. Okay, we'll get into that in a second. Kavanaugh, now I've said out openly, I don't like his position on the Fourth Amendment, what have you. Others are saying his position on government separation of powers, whatever. Mike Adams thinks that this is key because he will be the deciding vote in the Supreme Court when Trump uses these powers, uses court martial, uses the military to go after the traitors in the government who have used war power, martial law, as a cover for their actions to subvert the Constitution, certainly, Trump's administration, most undoubtedly, and to really destroy America. I mean, do you see the mess and the tangled web that this is? Kavanaugh, of course you know about Ford. Christine Ford came out with the first accusation. Now another woman comes out with another accusation. Again, these are so old. You know, at the same time, Ellison, one of the top heads of the DNC, Ellison, I think he's the vice president of the DNC, Keith Ellison there in Minnesota, he's got a recent girlfriend who claimed, he beat her unmercifully, basically tormented her. Her doctor and psychologist has confirmed this. She's been in treatment for it. It's not that I'm trying to throw one accusation against another, but, I mean, at least it's been this decade. At least the accusation is from this decade. My gosh. Obviously, without question, no matter whether these accusations against Kavanaugh are true or not, without question, they've been used politically. Feinstein sat on them for months now when she could have released this, but no, they waited to the time so they can delay this. That's obvious. The Democratic Party or whoever is making that decision or what have you, the resistance to this, whatever. It's obviously being used politically. Why do all the people who are accusing Kavanaugh, heavily connected to the Democratic Party somehow, I mean, is that the only people that he abuses or, violates are Democratic operatives? Because that's only people who accuse him. I mean, just sheer coincidence is the law of averages. I'm not trying to make light of this situation because there's a heck of a lot of abuse that goes on in Washington. You're talking about something that happened 30 plus years ago in high school, and other people have already come out and saying your story is false. That's what's happened so far. We're supposed to believe this and stop the nomination now. We're supposed to wait till after midterms. We're supposed to keep pushing this back. Obviously, they're pushing very hard. I thought it was more theater. With Mike Adams' report, maybe there's more than just theater to it. Maybe it is a linchpin to this plan coming up. We shall see. And we've heard things like this before. He lays out a pretty concrete plan. Let's get to the executive orders. Going back on Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, Grassley, the head of the committee, the senator, the Republican senator, is pushing for a vote. Look, there has to be a deadline to this. We're going to have a vote. They have the votes, supposedly. We're going to go to vote. We have the votes. He's kind of letting this testimony play out. She's saying, I will testify, I won't testify, what have you. Okay, going back to the executive order. You remember the show last week where we had, and we're going to take, Kelby Smith's coming on today to talk about sovereignty, some of these issues, and continuation from Al Whitney. And it couldn't be more important now when you see this in the backdrop of these things going on. Mike Adams' article, which is linked up on the news section on our website. Some executive orders to go over. Okay. President Trump, the first year of his presidency, Executive Order 13818, called the Blocking the Property of Persons Involved in Serious Human Rights Abuse or Corruption. In that executive order, he is claiming the right to go after people who have enriched themselves. I mean, they're using language, basically they're describing what this appears that the Clintons have done. The Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, what have you. Go directly after them, seize their assets, and arrest them. At the same time, another executive order earlier this year, 13825, the manual, it's an amendment to the manual for court-martials, is reaffirming and making it even clearer that the president has the ability to use court-martial and military, basically military tribunal, to go after traitors and treason under this present situation we're in. You put those two together, and your mind starts swirling that, are you telling me that President Trump is about to use the military to arrest the Clintons, Obama, the Podestas? Is that what you're telling me? I mean, you're starting to put these together. Mike Adams puts these together. That's what he's kind of insinuating. He says he has sources. I don't know. This is a lot to digest and put all these pieces together and see. Is Donald Trump ready to basically enact D-Day? Act the counterattack against our republic to get up off the canvas that is his presidency, off the canvas, the United States of America, and take an absolute haymaker to the deep state? Is that what's about to happen? There's certainly evidence that would point to that, certainly some things to talk about, and certainly a lot of buzz about this. Now, going back to 2012, Obama, Executive Order 13618, called the Assignment of National Security and Emergency Preparedness Communication Functions. What does that mean? under the already War Powers Act, basically, you know, since World War One, we've been under one form or another, whether it's with the president or with Congress, we've been under a form of emergency. They've used that, the clause in the Constitution, in Article One, to basically, they're saying they can suspend the Constitution, which that's not entirely what it says at all to begin with. That's another issue. We'll talk to Kelby about that. They're using that power now to reinstate these executive orders that Obama took control. Ladies and gentlemen, you read that executive order. Took control of all the communications, the mass communications, anything to do with elections, anything to do political, what have you. Everything that you're seeing, the censorship, whatever, is a result of that executive order. And they are still acting, and he is quasi still acting as a president in the deep state. The president of what? Not the United States of America, not our republic that we see. What's left of it? That's Donald Trump, at least even the illusion of it. No, this other illusion has been created, this deep state which has been created under that executive order. He is remaining in power and is maneuvering behind the scenes to manipulate our real republic, our real country, and gain power again to this deep state and use it to keep control like a parasite on our republic. Mike Adams suggests that Trump is going to have to come up with another executive order, maybe martial law. He argues that we're already under, they've already declared martial law, basically, and taking control of all these things. Do you see what's at stake? I mean, this is a legitimate conversation we're having right now, all these points. Do you see why we've talked about all this? Do you see why who you are is so important? Whose you are, the position, the miracle that happened in this country 250 years ago, all these things. The stakes could not be higher. I don't want to alarm you and freak you out. You are in interesting times, my friends. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.